Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bavli Siyah Daf Yud Ches. So we are starting by the second line with the words Ve'el Mitani Rav Chiya Bar Ami. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And Lilu Nishmas Rabbi Chmiel Mardechai Ben Rav Chaim His Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing the concept of Toyin Acher Ma'aseh Bezdin. That if we have a Ma'aseh Bezdin, which is something stipulated by Bezdin that a person has to pay, even though it's not necessarily written down, a person isn't believed to say Parati, I already paid it. That's because Kimanda Nakat Shtar B'Yadei Dami. It's as if the person is actually holding a shtar, saying that they're owed this money, and therefore the person who owes the money has to have real proof that he paid it and can't just say parati. And as an attempt to prove this, Abai had said that Almana Mina Erison collects the base ksuba payment even if she doesn't have a physical ksuba. As we're trying to figure out, how do we know that? Where does Abai get that from? And we already had one attempted raya, now we have a new one, Ve'elmi the Tanar Rechir Ami. It's what Rechir Ami taught in Nebraisa. It says as follows, Ishtai Rusa, in regards to a man's wife, but she's only his Arusa, they only went through Erison, not Nisuin, Loy Oinain, he's not an Oinain for her, and the state of Aninos is the first day an immediate relative dies. There's unique halachas that apply to those immediate relatives. So an arus is not going to be an oinin for his arusa, v'loy mitmala, and if he's a kayin, he's not going to become tamei to her, v'chein he, and also she, let's say her arus dies, loy nenes, she's not an oinin, v'loy mitmala, and she doesn't have to become tamei to him, and mesa ino yersha, if she dies, he, the arus, doesn't inherit her, and mesu, if he dies, gav ksuba, so she collects her ksuba. So we see very clearly from here that she collects a ksuba if he dies. So Mar says, that's not a raya, done with the kasav law. Maybe that's talking about where he wrote a ksuba for her, but if he didn't write a ksuba for her, she doesn't get ksuba. V'chitim, if you want to suggest the kasav law, myla memra, that if he wrote a ksuba for her, then what's a chiddush? Of course you'd collect your ksuba. I'll tell you right, that's not a chiddush, and mesa in a yarshit tzrichalei. It could be the whole chiddush of this braisa is just to say that if she dies, he doesn't inherit her. And so we don't have a right from here either. And the Gemara continues, Al-Abaya miguvit ma'asisin kader bay. The reason why Abaya was chayzer is from the original part of the Mishnah itself. Now what does that mean, Abaya was chayzer? So let's just go back to the beginning of this whole discussion. As we had said, we're talking about Toyin Acher Ma'aseh Bezdin, and the previous Gemara brought a Mishnah as a proof that one can't be Toyin Acher Ma'aseh Bezdin, like we're saying. And the Mishnah had stated that if a woman shows up to Bezdin with only a get and no ksuba, she still gets paid. So it must be that the husband can't claim that he paid already because it's like she's holding on to ksuba. Again, like we explained before, that if a person is owed money because of Ma'aseh Bezdin, it's as if they're holding on to a shtar. Now, Abai attempted to show how that Mishnah is not proof, because it really could be that the Mishnah is referring to a place where the minig was not to write a ksuba, and that's why even though she doesn't have one, she still collects because it's a place where they don't write ksubas. But in a place where they do write a ksuba, perhaps she would have to have a physical ksuba. However, the Gemara had then told us that Abai was chayzer from this, and his chazar was based off of this assumption that an almana min erison collects the base ksuba payment even though she doesn't have a physical ksuba. But now that we just concluded that we weren't able to find proof for this idea that almana min erison collects the basic ksuba payment even though she doesn't have a physical ksuba, so back to our original issue, why was Abai chayzer? And that's what Gemara just told us, that Abai was chayzer from that Mishnah itself. And here's the explanation. If you want to say that Mishnah is talking about specifically a place where they don't write a ksuba, the get hand ksuba, so that her get that she walked into Bezdin with is considered her ksuba, well, atu get manam asayim ksiv bay, does it actually say 100 or 200 in the get? It doesn't say anything about that, meaning there's nothing about the ksuba written in the get, and so why would she be able to collect with her get? If you want to suggest, since the Rabbanu were metakein that she's allowed to collect her ksuba with her get because it's a place where they don't write ksubas, and therefore it's as if it's written in her get, well then let the husband say that I paid it up already. If you want to say that we would tell the husband that iparata, if you did pay her the ksuba, you should have torn up the get, because if the get is really considered the ksuba and you pay the ksuba, then you should have torn it up so she can't collect again. Amar lan, that he's going to tell us, she didn't let me, because Amr she said, I need to get married with it. How else is she supposed to get remarried if she doesn't have a get proving that she got divorced halachically? If you want to say that Amrina Lay, we would tell him, you should have torn up the get, and written on the back, Gita Danan Kernuhu, that we Bezdin tore up this get, not because it's a puzzle get, it's just that she shouldn't be able to collect her ksuba with it another time. And so husband, if you really paid up the ksuba, you should have had Bezdin tear up the get and write this on the back of it so that she could still get remarried, but that she's not going to be able to collect from you again. And the answer to that is because Atu called the Migvi Bay Dina Migvi, anytime a husband pays a ksuba, is he always paying in Bezdin? He's not paying in Bezdin. He could pay her even out of Bezdin. So this would not be a valid taina on the husband. And therefore, Abaya learns from this that it must be that Atayin Acher Ma'aseh Bezdin, Loyamer Klum. And onto another Mishnah, we had already brought this up in the course of the Gemara, Matzagitei Nashim, if a get of a woman was found, Vishukhir Avadim, or documents saying that an Eved was freed, Daitagi, which is a shtar written by a Shchiv Meira, a deathly ill person, giving away his stuff to somebody else, Matana, this is a shtar Matana that was written by a healthy person, Vishivrin, and a receipt that something was paid already, and all these documents were found, Harei Zeh Lo Yachzer, they're not allowed to be returned to the person who were written in them. Shaniyam, because I say, that they were written, but the person changed their mind not to give it. So therefore, we can't give this document of Matana, for example, to the person who's written inside, because maybe the giver of the Matana ultimately decided not to give it. Or the same thing by a get. Maybe the guy decided not to divorce his wife. Or maybe by an Eved, he decided not to free his Eved. So that's why we're not allowed to give it back. Nothing more makes idea. It's Mashmah, the only reason why we're not going to give this document to the person written inside, because it could be that the person who wrote the document changed their mind mind not to give it. Ha'amar tenu, nisin. But that's mashma that if the person says, no, give it to that person, then we will give it. Afilus mamruba, that's mashma that even if we found it a long time after it was lost, we're still going to give it back. But now here's a question. I'm going to ask you a seer from a Mishnah. Hamevi gev avari menu. Avel was a shlech to bring get from a certain place and it was lost from him. He lost it. He couldn't find it. Matzoi la'altar, if it was found right away, kosher. It's kosher to be used. Imlav, if not, if it was found after a long amount of time, possible it's not allowed to be used. So it's a stira. Because mashma from our Mishnah, that if it was found after a long amount of time, it is allowed to be used. Whereas this Mishnah says beferish that it's not so. So Rab explains like kasha, there's no stira. The Mishnah we just quoted is talking about a place where there's commonly caravans going back and forth. And therefore, since it was found after a long amount of time, it's very possible that a caravan came from that original place that the get was written in, and they were carrying an identical get that had the same people's names written on it, and that get was lost as well. And that's the get that was found, and not the original get that was lost. And therefore, the shliach of the original get is not allowed to use this one. Whereas Kamakam Shaina Sharas Mitsuyas, Aramish is talking about where there's not commonly caravans going back and forth, and therefore, even though we found this get, for example, after a very long amount of time, wouldn't have to be chayshesh that an identical get was lost, because there aren't caravans going back and forth that would be bringing a get like this. And we further explain, even if it's a place where there's commonly caravans going back and forth, still, the only time we would say that we're not allowed to use this get that was found, even though it seems to be the one that was lost, that's only if we have a chazaka. We know with certainty that there's two people named Yosef and Shimon in the same city. And Yosef and Shimon is just a hypothetical name. It doesn't mean there actually has to be somebody named Yosef and Shimon. It just means that we have to have a chazaka that we know for sure that there's two people in the same city with the same name and their wives have the same exact name. And therefore, since there's Sharash Mitzuyas, there's caravans commonly going back and forth, there's a real chashash that this get that was just found is an identical get to the original one that was lost, but it's not the real one. But we don't have a chazaka of two Yosef and Shimons in the same city, then even though this get was found after a long amount of time and the Sharash going back and forth, we still don't have to be chashash that this is not the original get that was lost, because we don't know for sure that there's two people in the same city with the same name, and therefore we can assume that this is the original get. And Dilo Tamach, if you don't say this, Kasha Drabba Drabba, we would have a Kasha on Rabba himself. And how is that? There was a get that was found in the Bezin of Huna. And the Bezin of Huna is considered Makom Shasharis Mitzuyas, a place where there's commonly caravans going back and forth, and this is not actually talking about real caravans, it just means that there's so many people going in and out of the Bezin of Huna, so it's like it's a place of caravans. Davakasabe, and what was written on this get, Bishure Masa Dal Rachis Nara, in this place called Shire, which is on the river Rachis. And so that was an identifying feature on this get. And Amar of Huna said, Yudchasabe is on top, Hashin Lashne Shire, we have to be Chayshesh for two Shire, and therefore the get is not allowed to be returned. Now, Varmalim Chazal Rabba, Chazal told Rabba, Paika Ayanba, go look into the din of this get that was found. In the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask you about it. So Nafag Rabba went out, Dakva Ashkach, he looked into it and he found something. Did not. We have a Mishnah that says, Kol Maisa Bezin, Harizah Yachzir. Any Maisa Bezin is allowed to be returned. And that's Mashma that Rav Huna paskins incorrectly, and this get actually is allowed to be returned. Because Val Beidinid Rav Huna, this Bezin of Rav Huna, the Chimakam Sharas Mitzuyas Dami, it's like a place of Sharas Mitzuyas, like we just explained before, Vikapashit Rabba the Yachzir. And Rabba said very clearly that it should be returned. Amo we see from here, Ihos Gushne Yosef and Shemin in Eloi Loi. They were only not going to return a get in a place, Sharas Mitzuyas, if we have a Chazaka. We know for sure that there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the same city. But if we don't know that for sure, like in this scenario, so then we will return the get. And so that's a riot. This has to be Shitas Rabba. And the Gemara brings a story about this. Ovid Rabba Ovda Beikin Bombadisa Kishmaitse. Rabba Paskin in a real case, like himself, that it happened with a get that was found in a flax house in Bombadisa. Now, some say, Hechem Zamni Kisna, that this is a place where they sell flax, which means it was basically the flax market. And the reason why I gave it back is because Vahusha Loi Hochsaku, that's where we did not have a Chazaka of two people in the same city with the same name, Afakav Shrikhin Shairasa, even though it's common to have people going back and forth because it's a flax market. Now, some say that what was this place? Where they soak flax. Even though we know for sure that there are two people in that city with the same name, still it was given back because it's not a place where there's caravans commonly going back and forth. This is just where they soak flax and there's not a lot of people going in and out, so we don't have to be chayshesh. So therefore, the get is allowed to be returned. Now, this is all Shitas Rabba, and we have something similar. Reb Zeir Rami Masnisa and Abraisa. Reb Zeir asked a stira from a Mishnah on the Braisa, Umishani, and he answered it. And what's the stira? Tanan and Mishnah says, maybe give up an amenu. If a person brought a get and he lost it, Matzoi la'altar, if it was found right away, kosher, it's kosher to be used, imlav pasul, and if not, it's pasul to be used, because we have to be chashish at somebody else's get. Remitting on the steer that he brought from the Braisa is as follows. The Braisa tells us, Matzoi get isha b'shuk, if a get of a woman is found in the marketplace, so b'zman shabal ma'idah, if the husband agrees, yachsul isha, so you give it back to the woman. Ain't about ma'idah, if he's not ma'idah, lo yachsul lo yozeh, don't give it to either of them. Now, Ketani Mias, at any rate, we learned in this Braisa, b'zman shabal ma'idah, that if the husband agrees, yachsul isha, so give it to the woman. And that's mashma feels man ruba, even if the get was found a long time after it was lost, it's still allowed to be returned. And it's clearly not like the Mishnah. And Mishani Reb Zeir answered the stira the same way Rabba answered his stira, Kamba Makam Shasharas Mitzuyas, Kamba Makam Shaina Sharas Mitzuyas. The Mishnah is talking about where it's common to have caravans, and therefore, if the get was found after a long amount of time, it's not allowed to be returned, because we have to be chayshish that a caravan brought an identical get and it was lost. And this get that we found is not the original one, it's the new one that was brought by the Shayara. Whereas Braisa, it's mashma that we could return it even after. after a long amount of time is talking about where there's no shayaris, so we don't have to be chashish for an identical get. Some say we're not going to return the get. Only there's a chazaka that in this place where the get came from, there's two people with identical names, and that's the same thing that Rabba said. And some say that the Reb Zeira holds that even if there isn't a chazaka that we have two people with the same names, we're still not allowed to return the get. And it's clearly not like Rabba. And we continue analyzing. We understand Rabba doesn't say like Reb Zeira, meaning he brings a stira from a Mishnah, not from a Braisa, because Masnisa not leaving like Shuye. It's always better to ask from a Mishnah on a Mishnah and not from a Braisa on a Mishnah. El Reb Zeira, my time, Elam Karaba. Why didn't Reb Zeira say like Rabba? Why did he choose to bring a Braisa as a question on the Mishnah and not the same Mishnah that Rabba brought? So Reb Zeira would tell you, Mikatani, Ha Amar Tanu Naisin Vafilos Man Ruba. Does the Mishnah that Rabba brought as a question say Beferosh that if the husband said to give the get, then we'll give it even after a long amount of time? It doesn't say that. Dilma Ha Amar Tanu Naisin, maybe you're right. We could make a deek from that Mishnah that Rabba brought that if the husband said to give the get, we'll give it. We'll only the common law on the altar. But maybe that's only like we established that this is only if the get was found right away and not if the get was found la'achar zman. So that's why Reb Zeira didn't like Rabba's Mishnah and he chose his Braisa instead. Now we continue analyzing. According to the Mada Amar, the Reb Zeira is talking in a place the Shayaris are Mitsuyas. It's common to have caravans going back and forth and the gets not allowed to be returned even though we do not have a chazaka that there's two people with the same name and that's clearly not like Rabba. So my kamifligi, what would machlek as Rabba Reb Zeira be? And the answer would be that Rabba's of Rabba holds Diktani, the Mishnah had said, Kol Ma'ase Bezdin, Hareza Yachzir, any Ma'ase Bezdin that's found is allowed to be returned, and that's Mashma Dishtakach Bebezdin Askinon. We're talking about a Ma'ase Bezdin which is found in Bezdin. Bezdin, Kamakam Shayaris Mitsuyais, and Bezdin is like a place that there's Shayaris, like as we explained in the Bezdin of Huna, where people are always going in and out of Bezdin, and therefore, Vahusha Hochsagul Yachzir, we're only not allowed to return it if there's a Chazaka, there's two people with the same name in the same place. However, Loi Hochsagu Yachzir, if we don't have a Chazaka about this, so then we are allowed to return it. Whereas Reb Zeira, Amar Lachar Reb Zeira would tell you that Mikitani Kol Ma'ase Bezdin, Shenimtu Bebezdin. Does that Mishnah say that any Ma'ase Bezdin which is found in Bezdin is allowed to be returned? Kol Ma'ase Bezdin Yachzir Katani. All the Mishnah says is that a Ma'ase Bezdin is allowed to be returned. Ula'om Dishtaka Chavroi. And that means if we find it outside Bezdin, we'd return it. And finding an outside Bezdin is a place where it's not common to have caravans. However, if it's a Makam Shasharis Mitsuyais, even if we don't have a Chazaka of Shneyas Ben Shimon's, we're still not going to return it. So it's Machlokas Rabbi Reb Zeira, how to medayik these words, Kol Ma'ase Bezdin Yachzir. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, Rabbi Yirmi gives a totally different explanation of why we're allowed to give the get, even though it was found after a long amount of time. It's where the Edim that were signed on this get said, we never signed on more than one get that said Yosef ben Shimon. And therefore, we can assume that this is the get that was lost. As the if that's so, my remember, what's the chiddush? It's obvious that we would give this get back. And the answer is, you might have thought, that maybe that there's a husband and wife with the same exact name, meaning there's two Yosef ben Shimons. And also, the Edim are the same Edim, meaning the original get was Yosef ben Shimon writing a get for his wife. And there's two Edim named Beryl and Shmuel signed on the get. And Beryl and Shmuel are saying that we only signed on one get for Yosef ben Shimon. The whole chiddush is that we don't have to be chayshesh that there was another Beryl and Shmuel in the city that signed on an identical get for Yosef ben Shimon. Kamash Balon, that far we're not going to go. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi gives a different explanation. Why is it that we're going to return this get even after a long amount of time? Kigan to Amar, it's where the Shliach said, Nek of Yeshua Betzad Ois Plainis, there was a hole next to that letter of the get. And since he gave a unique simon, a unique identifying trait to this get, we're going to say, okay, it must be his. And Vedafka Betzad Ois Plainis, it's only if he says it was next to that letter of Nek of Ba'alma Loi. But if he just gives a general identifying trait, a general simon, there was a hole in the get, then we will not give it back to him. And the reason for that is because Ravashi Misapkale, Ravashi is Misopik, Simonim Idarasa Idrabanon. He's not so sure if just giving a general simon, not a specific one, but a general one, is that Dairaisa, meaning we're going to give back this item, even in a case where it's going to make a nafkamina Dairaisa, like in the case of get, or we're only going to do so Dirabanon. And really, this is a sugya for the next parak, but we're touching on it over here. And a story about this, Rabbi Barchana, Yotes Amar Alpha on top, Irchas Legito Be Madrasha, Rabbi Barchana lost the get in Beis Medrash, and Amar, he told the people who found it, Isimana Isli Begave. If you want a simon, I have a simon with me. A very general simon, but a simon nonetheless. And Itfi is Eino. If you want me to say that I recognize it, Isli Begave, I recognize it as well. And this is something we're going to learn about in the next parak, that when we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, a Tzurv Mirabanon, we're going to return something to him, Itfi is Eino, if he says he recognizes it, even though he doesn't have a simon. So Rabbi Chana was telling them, I have a general simon on this get, and I recognize it. So Juni Ali, they gave it back to him. And Amar afterwards, he said, Loyadana, I don't know, Imushim Simona Juni Ali, did they give it back to me because of my general simon? Because Havri Simona Dairaisa, that means that they hold that a general simon that's given is Dairaisa, Itfi is Eino Juni Ali, or did they give it back to me because Itfi is Ayin, Vidafka Tzurv Mirabanon, and that would only be a Tzurv Mirabanon, a Talmud Chacham, Aval Inishtam Oloi, but they wouldn't give it back to a regular person with Tfias Ayin, and that would mean a Melo that Simonim is only Drabanon and not Dairaisa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.